Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And so glad that you would take some time today to keep investing in your relationship with Jesus. This past Sunday at the Plain City campus, I talked about really this powerful truth from Song of Solomon, chapter 7, which was that the best of marriages form the best of friends. It was really kind of building off of this idea of we coming off of, you know, the importance of marriage and then, you know, intimacy in marriage and then how conflict comes. But I think one of the questions that kind of starts to come up is how do we keep cultivating marriages and the kind of marriage that we're still madly in love 50 years later? What kind of creates it? Because I think we all know that doesn't just come from romantic physical feelings for one another and, you know, having all these amazing honeymoons together and enjoying all the, you know, physical intimacy together. That's not what really creates a really long marriage. It's a wonderful gift, but that's not what sustains it. And I really felt like as we work through this text, that really one of the things we see that the best things that we find in some of the best marriages, and especially looking right here in Song of Solomon, is that the best of marriages, they form best friends, best of friends. Because think about your closest friendships, right? What are they kind of built upon? Yeah, sure, there's shared interests, right? But there's appreciation for each other. There's affection. You genuinely enjoy and care for one another. And you get time together. And isn't the same true in marriage? And so I talked about three things on Sunday. To keep admiring your spouse, to keep desiring your spouse, and to keep getting away with your spouse. And here's kind of what I talked about with each one. In chapter 7, the husband is still captivated with his wife years into their relationship. He's still paying attention. This is the third time in this song where he is describing his wife, describing the love of his life. I mean, he's not just doing it once. It's the three times, right? And third time's a charm, of course. He's still noticing her. You see, one of the purest expressions in our friendships is that you notice, you see the other person. We want to be seen and want to feel seen. And the problem for many husbands, right? We stop noticing our wives and wives. You stop feeling noticed. And over time, that can begin taking a toll because we are taking for granted what we once treasured. See, healthy marriages continue expressing appreciation because our words are either building up or tearing down. And so maybe this week, notice something specific about your spouse or your significant other, right? Use your words to build them up. Say something to them. Don't just assume they know that. The second thing I talked about Sunday was to keep desiring your spouse. And again, he moves right into where he starts describing some features about her that man, he really enjoys and wants to, you know, enjoy. So he kind of moves into this reality of really continuing to desire her. And you see, this is more than just physical attraction. I think we can see that, right? He's physically attracted to his wife, even years down the road. I'm 16 years into marriage, and man, I'm still just as much, if not more so, in love with my wife than I was when we first got married. But notice what Solomon says. Actually, I think it's Shulamite. She says it. She says in verse 10, "I am my beloved. I am my beloved's. And his desire is for me." You see, one of the deepest things that we all know is that we want people to still want us, right? That we want people to enjoy us, not just tolerate us, but to keep being chosen every single day. Nobody wants to be chosen last in anything, right? But we want to feel wanted. And marriages drift when spouses stop pursuing each other. This past week, leading up to Sunday, actually, it was 2 weeks ago, Michelle and I celebrated our anniversary and, you know, going out to dinner and, you know, having a great dinner together. And, you know, what if I showed up and got all dressed up and, you know, came down the stairs and was like, you know, "Hey, here's this beautiful bouquet of flowers and going to take her out, you know, to a great dinner." And she says, "Oh man, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thanks, babe." And I'm just like, "Yeah, sure. It's my duty. It's what I'm supposed to do, right? It's our anniversary." I mean, can you imagine the death stares that I would have gotten had that been my response? But no, rather it's like, "No, I can't wait to spend time with you, right? I've been waiting for this day to be able to get away together and to spend time with each other." Because what we want to communicate is how we continue to desire our significant others, our spouses, not just from a stance of, "Well, yeah, I'm supposed to. It's my duty to stay with you, right? We covenanted, we made that promise." No. But to keep choosing and to be wanted and seen and loved is really what it is. So maybe ask yourself this week, when was the last time you've intentionally pursued your spouse? Maybe send a text, plan a date, express some affection to them. Don't stop dating your spouse after you marry them, right? Keep dating one another. Then lastly, I talked about how the importance to keep getting away together. And really, right, this is where they start to talk about where they're get away with me, come with me. And so it's this kind of important principle that in any marriage, in any relationship, you've got to schedule time together without kids if they're there, and just time away from distraction and phones and looking at each other and just enjoying each other. They don't happen by accident. Think about it, guys. You maybe go plan your golf trips and, you go hang out together. And girls, you want to go get your girls' trips and go out together. Why do you do that? Because right, that the health of your friendships is you guys getting away together and enjoying and spending time together. And I think the same is true, right, in our marriages, that we want to keep spending that time getting away with one another. Because maybe you've heard this phrase, friends that play together, stay together. And I think the same is true in marriages. Marriages that play together and get away together, stay together. And so this week, sit down with your spouse, right? And plan time away together. When are you going to go on a date night away? When are you going to plan that overnight? When are you just going to get some time uninterrupted together to dream together, to talk about how you're doing, and really to keep deepening each other? So keep admiring your spouse. Keep desiring your spouse. Keep making time as you get away with your spouse, because the best of marriages form the best of friends. Let's pray. Jesus, thanks so much for how you love and care for us. Thank you, Lord, for what you're forming in us, because we're not just servants of yours. We're not just disciples, but Jesus, you call us friends. We are friends of God because of what you've done, Jesus. And it's our friendship with you, Jesus, that changes us. And God, I pray it's the friendship with our spouses, for those of us who are married, that you would keep forming and deepening our intimacy with each other, God, not just physically, right, but emotionally and relationally as we keep enjoying one another. And may that help create longer, sustaining, healthier marriages. And so, Lord, may we be a church that keeps championing healthy marriages together. We love you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?